This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Audrey Raj.
I've been Raj.
Today we're discussing whether or not there should be a tourist quota for popular destinations here in Malaysia and elsewhere. We've asked for feedback via WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio. We have a little bit of a response from Arv regarding the Bhutan quota.
Comment. Yeah. So I just want to add on to that. Zinwei came and said that in Bhutan that's how they kept the place minimally polluted and stuff. We came back and said that there is no quota because that's what you got looking at it on Google. But then after digging a bit deeper, it seems that travel to the Kingdom of Bhutan is highly regulated under the policy that's called high value, low impact tourism in order to minimize the impact on the country's unique society and environment. So there is a policy in Bhutan that ensures only a limited number of tourists enter the country at one time, preventing it from being overwhelmed by mass tourism and thus altering its character.
We also have comments on the farming.
We do, but before that, Keen just wanted to chime in on our over-tourism story. He says, shut it down and then reopen it again. Good marketing strategy.
That works.
Mm-hmm. So we have a text here from Christine who says, regarding the farming thing, I think humans are inherently voyeuristic and would rather watch hard work being done than to do it. So maybe that's the appeal. However, in this case, if these YouTube channels are sparking a renewed interest in the agriculture industry, I don't see a downside. I agree with you.
It's interesting. A lot of these farming YouTubers, whatever it is, are all signed up to what's known as the Farmers Network, which is a way of where some of their content is edited for them. I did notice as well.
Yeah. And we've got another one here from Benji who says, farming is really big overseas. They don't look at it as 3D, low paid for foreign workers like in Malaysia.
Yeah.
And he's actually given us several YouTube links. There's one movement called Urban Farming, and Curtis, who is part of that Urban Farming movement, has 312,000 followers.
There you go. Right. Shall we move on to our final story? Oh, yes. Okay.
Yes.
It's all about counterfeit cash,
and
we're not talking about those rare coin money finder things on Instagram.
No, which is also counterfeit cash.
Which
is
also counterfeit cash, yes, yeah. And a bit of a scam. Mm-hmm. Something else entirely.
Yeah. So no, they have NBC News actually did like an investigation and found that there are way too many counterfeit cash sellers or accounts on Instagram itself, and there's practically nothing is being done to crack down on them, and they're selling fake cash out in the open using their Instagram account. So it's basically becoming like, I mean, Instagram in general is basically becoming like our Petaling Street or maybe like the Hanoi night market.
Allegedly.
You've seen the ads for fake sneakers and stuff. So, you know, they sell fake sneakers, fake clothes, fake watches. If your algorithms are proper, then fake sunglasses, then it will pop up. Even in sponsored ads, these accounts are actually selling fake goods using sponsored ads. They have the money to advertise and people are buying fake goods using Instagram. So that's not a secret. It's, you know, the platform has become that. But now researchers have discovered an even more blatant black market, which is counterfeit money and passports. So this is where things get slightly darker. NBC News did an investigation and they immediately found dozens of sites offering fake cash in multiple currencies. And they directed buyers to contact them through WhatsApp, which is encrypted and which is also owned by WhatsApp, by Facebook, coincidentally. Mm. So Facebook, WhatsApp and Instagram. There was one account that went by the name Legit Money 12.
And Legit Money 12?
Legit Money 12.
Not what even happened? Legit Money 13.
No, maybe there's a 13, 14, 20.
What happened from 1 to 11?
I guess it closed.
They got caught.
They must have been shut down.
Yeah, they got shut down. But this is Legit Money 12. And it used they used their Instagram stories to promote duffel bags of cash with the caption that said, secure that money.
Wow.
Yeah. Just to
I'm just looking. Legit Money 12.
You should look for Legit Money something else, because I think 12 closed down after NBC got in touch with them and started asking them too many questions. Then the account disappeared. So I'm sure there is some other Legit Money out there. I found it.
Flip Legit Money 12.
Oh, okay. Okay, what a difference.
There's quite a few of them. There's Legit Money 10. They're there. And there are pictures of bundles of cash.
Mm-hmm. Which secure that money?
Secure
that money.
So what? You just pay money, you transfer money in order to get like physical fake cash.
Yeah, so the cash goes for, they sell in bundles. So you pay them like $250 to get about $1,000 in counterfeit cash. And they say that the money is sort of like, it's so top-notch and it's so grade A that supermarkets will not be able to detect them. So that's their grading that they go by. You shouldn't, I mean, I don't know how this works, but apparently you shouldn't take it to a bank, you shouldn't verify it. But if you use it at supermarkets and shopping malls and stuff, then the counterfeit money looks so good that they wouldn't be able to detect.
Thankfully, it's not available here in Malaysia. It's just, from what I understand, UK banknotes, US banknotes, euros, and a few other bits and pieces. And it tends to be the older style of banknotes, the more paper-based ones. The ones we have here is poly, it's like a plastic kind of thing, isn't it?
So the ones we have here are much harder to replicate because of the amount of resources we put into making the notes itself. It's very difficult to replicate the notes that we have
the money
locally.
That we put into the money.
The money that we put into the money makes the money more secure. Mm. But in the US and the UK, it seemed allegedly it's easier. So the account, the Legit Money 12, they had about 3,000 followers and it claims to be 100% reliable. And that's their process. So you get in touch with them, you WhatsApp them, your messages are encrypted, and then they send you the money after you pay them a certain amount of money.
How can the feds and the police and whoever not be dealing with this? Is it just because they're not tech savvy and don't think, you know what, maybe some people might be selling stuff on Instagram?
I have to say, like, for me, I find the story so alarming because, like, you've got the cheek to actually do this online on an open platform where anyone can just search for you
if you have the cheek to sell whitening products, you have the cheek to sell money, right?
Ooh. That is true. You're talking about cheek. One account actually used the hashtags counterfeit money and counterfeit money for sale. So that's how you find them. You look for them by looking for hashtags that say fake money or counterfeit money. Some of them, like very few, will hide what they are by saying that the fake money is a prop for use in movies, or you can take photos with them, or you can pretend like you have a lot of money, but, you know, don't
maybe
use it for anything
else. Maybe you're a hip-hop star
or something like that. Yeah. Wannabe hip-hop star. Uh-huh. Actual hip-hop stars have, you know, money.
Oh my gosh, I just noticed, it's only coming to me right now, but I just noticed just a couple of days ago on Instagram, someone selling fake cash so that you can teach your kids how to deal with money.
What?
Right? Oh, yeah, and Malaysian ringgit. I just saw this a couple of days ago. Oh, wow.
That I'm sure that's what they use it for, the fake money, to teach their kids
how
to
play
Monopoly. Uh-huh. But yeah, so there's this guy who, from NBC itself, his name is Eric Feinberg. So he is an internet security researcher and founder of GPEC, which is a cyber intelligence company, or GPEC. And what he did is he started looking at Facebook and Instagram's security sort of surveillance and how they are trying to stop this. And he's saying that there are two scenarios here. One, Facebook security is not able to cope with the amount of accounts that are on Instagram. Or two, which is the scarier one, their security doesn't actually care about any of this. Because they have about 30,000 people, 30,000 security staff working to detect and take down these accounts, and they're not able to do it on time. It's only after you ask them certain questions where they think you're a journalist, or they think you're from the news, or they think you're from the police.
When it gets a bit sus.
Then the account shuts down. But then for every account that shuts down, 5 or 10 or 12 just pop up immediately. So, you know,
legit,
that's the...
Legit.
Legit Money 12. It says so there, so it can't be fake. But yeah, so that is a whole new problem that Facebook is facing. And Ghost Data in April, they found, they are a data analysis company, they found more than 50,000 accounts that engage in counterfeit activities.
Wow.
You see, I never would have... It would never have crossed my mind to search for fake money on Instagram. Never would.
Mm-hmm. Or to be so blatant to put some to do something like that.
To be so blatant to have sponsored ads for fake money that show up on your feed.
Wow.
That's the worst.
Right, ladies and gents, we have to call it a day here on the good ship BizBytes. We have to wrap up for the day, of course. Our lead story of the day was whether or not there should be a tourist quota implemented in certain areas. Whether or not it's Malaysia or wherever you're travelling to, the poll over on InstaStory suggests that 85% of you agree that there should be some kind of quota implemented in some of these overpopulated tourism areas. Mm. Over on Twitter?
76% yes and 24% no.
We then moved on to that story about...
how farmers are earning more on YouTube than from their crops.
Mm. Earning actual money, not
actual
counterfeit money.
Yeah.
And then we finished with the case of counterfeit cash on Instagram and how those accounts are sort of like mushrooming everywhere.
You could have had a better word than mushrooming, surely.
Cropping up anywhere.
I'm sure there's more. Mm-hmm. I think about it. Okay, right. We've got to wrap up. Ladies and gents, don't go anywhere, though. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is a Breakfast Grill replay. Aggregate Asset Management is the first company to be listed on Singapore's One Exchange platform. The Breakfast Grill spoke with Wong Sieg Eng about the company's listing, its investment philosophy, as well as how boutique firms like it keep up with larger competitors. All coming up after the 1 o'clock news. We'll see you tomorrow on Enterprise Biz Bytes.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.